Something to look forward to at the end of the year at Roach Estate is Sunset Sounds, a great collection of Aussie artists performing, including headliner Pete Murray, and Pete joins us to have a chat about it this morning. Peter, you well?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks, mate. What have you been doing with yourself over the last 12 months with things being a little bit more quieter than usual, I would have thought?
Yeah, it's definitely changed since COVID's come in. Look, we've just basically done a few shows that were basically cancelled 12 months ago by the Sea Festivals, which were good to do. Good to get back out and play live again. Unfortunately, the Blues Fest got cancelled the other day too, so that was another one that went down. But look, you know, just recording it.
So without being able to tour too much recently, you've been writing a lot of songs perhaps about isolation and being alone, because that's what we're all tolerating over the past 12 months or so.
Not necessarily thinking about that. A lot of the songs that I recorded for these EPs were recorded before COVID hit anyway. So not too much about isolation. I'll leave that for, you know, all the artists that are writing now. So this stuff, yeah, stuff's been done. The first EPs is out already, and been getting some probably the best reviews I've had since Feeler, which has been great. And just working on the second one now, just finalising a few things. But most of that's all done and ready to go pretty soon.
What sort of things inspire you to your songwriting?
Oh, look, everyday events, really. Sometimes I'll put myself in someone else's shoes and write about their experience. And it's just kind of, I guess, where I'm at, what I'm going through. It's kind of life events, really, how I find the best thing that I tend to write about.
You see a lot of people are very introspective with their music, and then there are others who could see a duck walking down the road sort of stuff, and that inspires them. Does it make you wonder sometimes what inspires you? Like, you sit down and think, you know, I need to find some inspiration, or is it just you're lucky enough it comes naturally?
I think with songwriting, you need to sit down and make it happen, you know, and then when you're in the moment of writing, then songs seem to, you know, come to you, come out of you, but you need to spend the time, I think, to make that inspiration happen. You know, I'd find it, for me personally, it doesn't just kind of come instantly. You just got to basically sit down and spend time and treat it as a job. You know, like when you're writing songs, it is a job. You need to give yourself the time to let those songs come out and to find something to write about. And otherwise, if you don't, nothing's just, it doesn't just, you don't just write a hit from just, you know, going surfing all day. It doesn't work that way.
Do you like to find a melody first?
I tend to get music and melody first,
yeah.
And then lyrics after that. But you'll get a bit of an idea when you get that music and melody, I'll throw a few lyric ideas in there and things will kind of bounce off that and continue to flow.
Well, looking forward to catching up with yourself and so many other wonderful artists at Sunset Sounds at Roach Estate on November 20. Pete, I imagine you will be absolutely ripping by that time. You'll have done plenty of other gigs, and we'll look forward to you joining us here in the beautiful Hunter Valley.
Yeah, well, just even these gigs. I mean, it wasn't too long before the band got back on fire again. So, I'm lucky to have probably some of the best players in the country playing with me. And it's a great band, you know. So, you know, really, really dynamic. And I love playing with these guys. So it'll be good fun. It's a great lineup as well. So we're looking forward to playing with with a lot of the other guys there, likes of Xavier Rudd, Casey Chambers, Ben Lee, Beautiful Girls. So it's going to be, you know, a lot of fun playing with those guys too.
Can't wait to see it. Pete Murray, once again, thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.